why don't you just take some of those and put them in a bucket and let's save them. And he's, that's when he started putting them into his troughs.
Oh, yeah.
So that,
yeah, that's smart.
And so it kept his troughs free of the algae and the moss. So, anyway, let's see what else to...
Your mother's family, what, can you tell me about them?
Yes. Well, my mother's, my grandmother, my mother's mother, was born in Uvalde, Texas, and she met her husband down there. His name was Ed Garnett, and they married and moved to the big city of Alpine, where he opened a hotel. It's called the Garnett Hotel, and it was up on the hill, overlooked the town, and it was quite something then. Mm-hmm. It was all wood, had verandas all the way around. Of course, nobody had air conditioning, but you had the porch all the way around, where in the evenings, and where it was a still evening or something like that, you would sit out on the veranda.
Mm-hmm.
And but it went all the way around the house. And so anyway, he died, Ed died, in 1912. And my mother, having been born in 1900 in Alpine, lost her father at that time, of course. And in fact, she was the oldest of four daughters. So my grandmother started running a boarding house. In those days, that was, today they call it a B&B, bread and breakfast, but they served all the meals there, and people would come from downtown to eat on Sundays and this and the other, and they had this huge dining room table.
Mm-hmm.
And people would come up and they would have Sunday dinner up there. They call it, everything was dinner. Well, anything midday was dinner, and in the evening it was called supper.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, that's the way she raised her children. And as I mentioned, well, my mother was 17 years old, and she married my father at the age of 17, which was not that unusual in those days. And so, anyway, the family hotel ran for many, many years after my mother left, and we used to drive down there to see her constantly, you know, several times a year, I'll put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, I mean, they used to, the roads were paved down to the big city of Van Horn, and then from then on, you were on your own on a dirt road. And then when it had been raining, it could be very hazardous from the standpoint of getting stuck. And of course, they did not have any SUVs and no four-wheel drives or anything like that. And so when you got stuck, you usually had to get some help to get out. But that was one of the progressions that over the years, they finally paved all the roads where we could go to all the way down there on pavement.
Did they used to have different names for paved roads?
No, not really. They didn't have any high, well, like
depending
highway,
on what it's paved
well,
with, maybe.
See, Highway 80 was the old, like the I-10 today.
Uh-huh.
It went through Van Horn,
mm-hmm.
and then it became Highway 90. If you turn, you had to turn off at Van Horn, go through the big city of Lobo, and another big city called Valentine, which I think today has maybe 70 people in it, and then until you hit Marfa.
Uh-huh.
And Marfa today is just about the same size it was when I was born there, which is about under 3,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
So, but
then what was that trip out there like back in those days before there was... like really fast cars or good roads? I mean, going all the way to Van Horn must have been even more odious than it is today.